HKX, I'm back, gentlemen.
Bubby, it's UJKT.
How's the batteries?
So we're doing good this morning. So I flipped the switch and the lights came on, so that's a good thing. Any victory is a good one.
And I set my radio to 5 watts on 10 meters. Was it 10 or 40? 10. And I got a packet that was heard down in Australia, like 16,400 kilometers away on 5 watts. And it was still like a minus 10 signal of noise. So I still had, you know, 19 dB of room to get heard. So that was pretty wild.
Pretty wild. 16,000 mile contact on 5 watts.
Australia on 40 meters yesterday morning, too. I have to go back and look.
Maybe you can answer me a question. Why is there so much difference between 10 meter and 11 meter on opening up?
About the same.
My thoughts also. And because, I mean, they're not, the bands aren't that far apart. And I monitor 11 meters all day long. And I can hear stuff on it all day from across the country. But everybody says 10 meters is not open. That's why I was trying to figure out that question.
Legal amplifiers on 11 meters.
Some of that might be, but there's a couple guys out there that say they're not. They just got better antenna setups. But you know how that goes. They're just saying they're not.
Bands are always open whenever there's a contest. I think it's enough people ain't using it.
People aren't even really trying 10 meters because there's so many other bands that are open, you know, better all the time. You know, 10 meters is great if you were trying to, like, long haul it, but, you know, you have a hard time getting from one place in the continental U.S. to another on 10 meters sometimes because, you know, especially with all the solar flux right now, the skip distances are very, very far. So you can skip yourself right out of the country. I was looking at some Whisper yesterday, and I was, you know, on 10 meters, I was only getting stuff in the U.S. like within a couple hundred miles, so probably ground wave or tropospheric refraction or something, but no skip inside the United States. It was all like way Europe or South America or Australia or something like that.
I think people just aren't trying it and just using it all. It's not open. It's, you know, just taking it for granted that it's not open. Because I made my first contact, and I knew absolutely nothing about it on 10 meters. Just threw my call out and made it to Syracuse, New York.
That frequency on 10, isn't there like 28.4? A little portable vertical antenna. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, like an HF, I think it's called HFP. But it's just a little ground, it sits on a little cross, you know, X-brace on the ground, and you screw together whichever elements you need to make your band, and then, you know, string out some radials. And it's just a really simple, portable, buddy pole type, you know, quick setup vertical. Not that great. It's sitting out on my concrete patio underneath my deck, and I'm hitting Australia at 5 watts with it. So, you know, 10 is definitely getting open. I guess maybe you're right. People just aren't using it.
73 guys, I've made it here in the parking lot. So everybody have a safe, good day, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
Have a great day, KO4HKX.
Great day, be safe. This is W2JKT.
Another one of those Nissan pickups. There's one sitting over here on 25 for sale.
I got the things.
The complexity of trying to get anything fixed on that is enough to deter anybody from wanting on one, I believe.
Get one going if I can, but, you know, I'll get a Ram next time. Better to spend the $15,000 on replacing the transmission than it is to buy a new truck. So, you know, if the transmission goes out or something, I think the engine is probably also like 20 or something, but that's still cheaper than a new truck, I guess.
It is, but it... You know, you exceed the value of the truck, so that's where your dilemma comes in. Do I just bite the bullet and keep it, or I buy something else because it's cheaper to make payments. Most people can't come up with $20,000 like that.
Yeah, but hey, I just losing the repeater real quick here, so I'll go to Space 73. And hope you have a good day, Patrick, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on the way home. W2JKT.
Hope you have a great day. KO4HK. Clear.